You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for Stardust to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. It's your host, Jackie Zuck. It's another day and another awesome episode with today's guest, Izzy Escobar. This incredible 18-year-old is a singer, songwriter, pianist. She does so many different things, and she is local to the Boston area where our hub is based, so we're so excited to support some local talent and share her story today. That aside, I do want to wish everybody a super, super awesome happy Thanksgiving and happy holiday weekend. It is officially the kickoff to holiday season. Absolutely love the holidays, and better yet, it's Black Friday, so we can get some awesome deals, awesome sales, book some awesome vacations for 2019, as I'm going to be doing that myself, so I'm vouching for that too. So really exciting stuff on the horizon. So excited to have Izzy Escobar on the line. So I just want to briefly discuss who Izzy Escobar is. Izzy Escobar's music is about loving one another the way we want to be loved ourselves. Rising from a never-ending circle of violence from an abusive step-parent where she was voiceless in protecting her own family members, she began channeling that pain into lyrics and eventually songs since a very young age. She is a Massachusetts native whose latest singles show how far she's come from that frightened girl to a strong, capable woman who wants to spread her message of hope and strength to those who may face their own struggles. Now an accomplished singer and songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, she continues to channel her strengths into giving a voice to the voiceless and helping those who face the same fate as she had in her youth. So we're going to have a quick word from our sponsors and stay tuned for Izzy.
Introducing the amazing iPhone XS you'll love on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. It's the perfect way to stay connected to those you heart most. Fall in love with iPhone XS on T-Mobile. And right now, trade in an eligible iPhone and you'll save $300. Visit a store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE.
If you cancel service, remaining balance is due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. $279.99 down plus 30 per month times 24. Full price $999.99. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers plus tax on full price. Allow 8 weeks for rebate.
All right, everybody. I officially have the amazing singer-songwriter Izzy Escobar on the line. Hi, Izzy. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. I'm so excited to be here to talk to you.
Oh my God, so excited to have you. And of course, you know, before you even come on the show, I announced your latest venture and you just launched a new song today, Warrior. Congratulations. So amazing.
Thank you. It's been a very exciting time.
I know. Thank you for having me. So I really like find it so inspiring that so young, you're so far ahead. So tell us all about like what inspired you to get into the world of music and the latest song, like what goes into production for all of that?
Yeah, you know, music has always been a huge part of my life since I was a kid. And I think a lot of that had to do with both my parents getting me involved with the violin. So at age 4, I started playing violin. And then I kind of learned piano and guitar, and I began writing music to those instruments. So music has always been invested in me at a young age. And, you know, I become inspired with not only what I've gone through as a child, but I also meet so many incredible people on a daily basis, just being not only in college, but, you know, in this world, and it inspires me to take their stories as well and make songs out of them.
I love it. So let's, of course, talk about your latest and greatest that's just out today. Yeah. So what inspired this song and what goes into it? Like, how long does it take to put together this lyrics, all of that? Give us a breakdown of what goes into this.
Yeah, so when I went to the studio, I had this idea that I wanted others to feel very empowered by what they were going through, no matter what that would be. And, you know, the first lines of my song are, I heard I'm not good enough, only play a certain part. And that line really hit me, and I hoped that it would hit my audience, because I feel like there's a time in our lives where we do deal with so many insecurities, whether that be with, you know, what other people say to us or personal insecurities within us. And I just really want to portray that in this song by saying that no matter what you're going through in your life, you should feel strong by going through it and not weak. And so during the production process, you know, we went in and we wanted it to feel strong and we wanted it to feel grounded. And you can hear a lot of the hard bass sounds, which symbolize that in the music.
And, like, how long does it even take to put together a song, like, for this particular one?
Okay, well, it's really funny because we put together a few songs at Energy Studios, and we only had 5 days, I think. So we were doing, like, a song a day. So we only basically had a day to do the song. So
oh my God.
We write it and produce it. And, like, we were so fortunate because this isn't, like, that's not really the normal process. But we were so fortunate that, you know, everyone in the studio was so driven and like, was so in love with all the music we were making. We were like, let's just do this. So we were working hour to hour just banging the song out.
Oh, my God. So did this take you, like, 12 hours? Like, this is really impressive.
Yeah. No, actually, though, yes. And then, obviously, there's more, like, final production that goes on behind the scenes.
Of course.
Yeah, we work pretty fast.
Awesome. And of course, like, you know, I follow you on social media, so I was watching, like, your sneak peeks of, like, your music videos and stuff. Where do you film all of that?
We actually filmed that in Brooklyn in New York City.
So cool.
It was really, really cool. That video was so much fun to film. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It looks so awesome. Like, so – I'm just ecstatic for you. Like, you're really going places, girlfriend. Your voice is amazing, too.
Thank you.
So did you take voice lessons growing up?
Yes, I took voice lessons primarily with a guy named Peter Thompson, who's awesome. He's back in Massachusetts. I started taking them late middle school, I think maybe even my freshman year of high school. Yeah.
So, I mean, right, and you're only 18, so, like, amazing. Really, really amazing stuff.
Thank you.
So my follow-up question is who is somebody that you really aspire to be one day, like, very similar to?
Vocally and just song-wise, one of my favorite artists of all time is Whitney Houston, just because
love her too.
I really admire how quality her music is and how much purpose she sings with. And that's something that whenever I watch her online, you know, it brings tears to my eyes because I see how passionate she is about the music. And that's something that I never want to lose as a performer and as an artist.
Right. Makes a lot of sense. She's a great inspiration. I mean, she really created
absolutely.
An incredible music life for herself. Mm-hmm. So that was a really, really good choice. And when it comes to, like, what are some goals you have as an artist? Like, do you come out with an album? Like, is this going to be part of an album? Like, give us a breakdown to our listeners, because I know you've had other songs that are out.
Yeah. I have so many goals. And I think something that's important is that you never stop making goals for yourself, especially
True.
As an artist. And no matter what you do, but definitely I would love to make an album. And I think one of the personal goals that I have for myself is to really stay grounded in who I am. I never want to lose who I am just to please people, especially, like, in the industry. And also I really want to continue to make more music that's very, very personal and more specific. I want to write about, you know, deeper, I want to continue to write about deeper topics and really get the audience invested in it.
Right. Well, it seems like you're already doing that, so you can only blossom from there more, you know?
Yes.
So cool. Well, you're truly inspiring. How can people get access to the video and the MP3 and listen to it online?
Yeah. So the video is on YouTube. It's under Izzy Escobar Warrior. And it's also on Spotify and iTunes. And the links to all of that are in my Instagram, which is izzy.escobar.
Amazing. And now, listeners, we're going to get a sneak peek into Warrior now. So stay tuned, and then please stay on the line because we have a little more inspiration from Izzy on how she got to where she is and some of her celebrity crushes and more.
I heard I'm not good enough, only play a certain part. I should give it up, but yours don't mean that much. I heard that I dream too big, I spend too much time in my head. I heard I should let it go, but what do I know? I'm standing in a war zone. This is my war song. feel like a warrior, warrior. I 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 feel like a warrior. This is my war song. I feel like a warrior.
Awesome sneak peek. So let's bring Izzy back. And if you are interested in hearing the full song, definitely follow her on Instagram at izzy.escobar. And also you can click the link in her bio to watch the video on YouTube and get all of her access on iTunes, on Spotify, just to name a few. I mean, she's literally everywhere now. So definitely check her out. And stay tuned for Izzy because we are bringing her right back for some game time. So I want to play a little bit of game time so people get to know you outside of your amazing, super fun career.
Awesome.
So there's no requirements for how fast you have to answer. This is just a fun way for our audience to get to know you. So first question, what is something that you have to do in your daily routine?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Definitely pray.
Oh, I love that. You know, a lot of people say that I love it. Absolutely love it. So is that the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning?
Yes, for sure. For sure.
I love it. Oh my God. Awesome. Great answer. Who is your celebrity crush?
Oh gosh. This is so basic, but definitely Justin Bieber.
Oh my God. I love it. So basic. Oh my God. Isn't he married now, by the way?
Yes, he's married, but, you know, I support it.
Listen, you're growing in his territory. You never know. Nothing's impossible, right? You never know.
I know, right?
Oh, my God. So funny. What is something you can't live without?
Oh, sorry. Something I can't. Okay. Well, music. I cannot live without music. That's definitely the answer.
Okay. So outside of music, what would be something physical that you would have to can't live without?
Something physical. Could not live without my friends.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I have some really, really amazing girlfriends who are always there for me and have my back. So
awesome.
I'm very fortunate.
Now, when you were, this is kind of like a side note, gearing back into what we were previously talking about, but when you were going through those hardships, who were some artists that were getting you through that?
Like I said, definitely Whitney.
Uh-huh.
I love Tori Kelly. I listen to a lot of gospel music, actually. I also really, really like Ariana Grande.
I love it. No, you're such a, it's such a vast, mix of people, which is so awesome.
I've definitely always been one. Like, I don't believe you should restrict your genres. I think you should really be open to everything. So I was always listening to a lot of different styles of music.
I love it.
Yeah.
So awesome. So if somebody were coming off the street, didn't know who you were, who would you say you would compare your music to?
That's hard because I really feel like my music is just a mix.
I agree. I mean, you're your own person, of course, but I'm just saying if you were to like describe to somebody, like if somebody were to ask you, who would you compare your music to? If there was somebody that you could pick, who would you pick?
I would definitely feel like kind of like Ariana Grande mixed with some like soul, like
I agree with that.
Aretha or Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Love it. What a combo. Such cool stuff. Okay, yeah. So next question. What is your TV guilty pleasure?
Ooh, I'm a huge fan of Riverdale.
Riverdale? I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, it's a Netflix show. I also really like How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh my God, a lot of people like that show too. I hear really good things about that.
No, Viola Davis is such an incredible actress, so it's so much fun to watch.
So, and what's Riverdale? I've never heard of that.
Riverdale is, it's a show, it's like a Netflix series. It has Cole Sprouse in it.
Cool. I've never even, so you're a Netflix girl.
It's really good.
Yeah, I'm totally going to look into that.
When I have time, I love watching Netflix.
Yeah, well, because you're so busy, so, like, at least you can watch them on your own schedule, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my God, so funny. What is your favorite? So, it seems like you're traveling around now to film music videos and stuff. Where are one of your goal places that you would like to shoot a music video?
Ooh, I would love, so since I live in California right now, I would love to shoot one here.
Why not? Cool. I didn't even know you were out there.
Yes, actually, though... Yeah, no, California or like Italy somewhere.
Yeah, I keep seeing more and more people shoot in the European just because the views are so incredible. Like nothing like the U.S. There really isn't anything
I know,
like
it's
it.
Beautiful
there. I know, but cool goals though. Really good stuff. And so your goal now with Warrior is to tell us your goals with it. Like, where do you hope? What do you hope to gain from the publicity of it? Tell us a little bit about that.
I really hope that it tells people, like, the song in itself tells people who I am and, like, what I stand for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the most important thing for me that I want to do with the song is that it's such, like, an anthem to me. Like, the chorus gets stuck in your head, and for other people to be singing those words and actually truly believe that, like, there's so many girls and, you know, men who are struggling with different things, and, like, they might feel like they're not strong, but to have this song in their hands, you know, could actually help them is my main goal with all the publicity.
Right. It makes so much sense. I mean, it's really about the message just as much as the music,
definitely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Awesome, Izzy. Well, it's been so, so awesome having you today. Can you please share again with us your social media links?
Absolutely.
And where people can get your music.
Yes. So it's on YouTube under Warrior for Izzy Escobar. And then it's also on Spotify and iTunes under Izzy Escobar. And my Instagram is izzy.escobar.
Amazing. Amazing. It is so, so awesome to have you. I wish you the best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my God. Of course. And I'm so excited for our audience to give, you know, to listen to your latest song and, you know, follow you on social media and all of that stuff. So thanks again so much for coming on Next on Scene. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Next on Scene. And stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing Tomorrow Scene Today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.
Get to Old Navy now for 50% off your entire purchase. What's better than that? Even bigger savings on tees for just $5 and jeans for just $15. Now at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 11/21 to 11/23. Select styles only.